What's up, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. I'm coming at you. It's going to be a busy evening here for this podcast. I've got a busy week ahead of me here after the Chiefs win Super Bowl 57 on this Monday, the 13th of February, 2023. And so that's what I'm looking at right there. Got big, especially on the back end this week for me. So, and unfortunately, my co-host got a text from him during the, or I think it was before the women's game. And women's game that Alex got COVID. Alex Aiden, my co-host, got COVID. So I'm be running. I'm be like usual. I'm be running the show. this week, and you might want to stay tuned for the upcoming weekly, because it's gonna get spicy. And since my co-host Alex won't be able to do it, be able to have his thoughts, I'm gonna share a whole lot of my thoughts on what was pretty outside of track and field, which I'm gonna get to here in a second. A shitty, you know, I do mean shitty weekend for really most of K-State athletics, for the outside of what turned out to be a tremendous weekend for track and field once again with all the performances that I read up and saw. And we're going to get into that right now in part one of the Tyson Invitational. This was a two-day meet down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, home of the University of Arkansas. Down there, and they saw several personal bests. Like I just said, Caden McCall, received a personal best, or earned a personal best, in the weight throw with a 69.5.25 in the same event on the women's side. Sophomore Monique Hardy, she came in third in this competition. This was going back last Friday, 71-325 there as well. And going back to Kay McCall real quick, he finished second in the men's weight throw there. Emma Robbins, Hardy's teammate slash competitor there, junior Emma Robbins, she only placed 10th in the weight throw with a 61.475 throw there as well. We saw distance runners as well in a 3,000 earn PBs in this one. Steven Kel Hoffner finished third at an 88:06 pace there. Sophomore Matthew Hauser, and all these guys and gals are on a K-State cross-country team, including Matthew Hauser, who finished eighth with an 8:20:21. This is in the 3,000. Junior Tommy Hazen, ninth. Jack Moore finished 17th. Both of these are juniors. Hazen hit finished in 8:21. Jack Moore, 8:30 there, but they all finished in the top 10. You flip it over to the women's side, Hannah Stewart came in fourth, missed a podium by a spot, right? 9:38. Freshman Cecilia Fisher, she came in seventh, hitting a 9:52.55, and then junior Callahan Stewart outside the top 10 in 11th with a 10:11 finish there. Still, all the ladies finished in the top 15. Stewart just missed the top 10 there. Senior Victoria Alves, she competed in the qualifying round of the 60-meter hurdles. She came home 8th, 8.41 there in the 60-meter hurdles. She actually advanced. So, and we'll have all the results on part two of that. So, she advanced last Friday as well. We'll have the finished result on that coming up. Junior Shalom Otulu collected a top 10 finish there in the women's long jump. She scored an 18.5.25 and placed ninth there as well. So how about that? Some others as well. Claire Bybee in the women's pole vault came home 11th with a jump, a clearance of 12.6 there. In the men's 400 meters, you had Jack Packerbeer, 61st overall at a 49.75. That was a PR for Jack, Mr. Jack. Congratulations to him on that. Gabriel Lau came home in 64th. Not three spots behind Packer Beer. He hit a 51 right on the spot right there as well. So I wanted to point those guys out as well as about Jack Pachybeer hitting a PR himself there, as well as, like I said, track and field hit it big once again this weekend in particularly, if I can remember off the top of my head, I think Hadley Specter hit a huge PR in the mile. We'll get to that in the second part, but definitely track and field starting to get settled in. Well, indoor, let's just remind everybody, indoors, right? Indoor. Everyone's starting to hit their stride a little bit. Now these veterans, we talked about the Cade McCalls of the world, things like that, are starting to really hit their stride at the right time here as we are in the middle, or about to approach the middle of February here. So definitely we'll have part two on the other side. Obviously, there's going to be a lot to be posted out here on the Pro Project Podcast this week by yours truly. So make sure you are subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, wherever you find your podcast. Again, it's going to be like usual, but there's going to be no Alex Aiden this week on this week's edition of the Weekly. There's going to, I'm going to ruin the show, so you might want to stay tuned because it's going to be spicy. I can just tell you that right now. So definitely you want to make sure you subscribe. You're a big K-State fan. You love your Wildcats. Definitely make sure you're subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. If you have a question for me, find it at Eddie_E. Find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3 for the latest there. You're going to hit me up with your K-State thoughts there as coming out of the weekend, not looking good at all. So, particularly on the basketball side of things as well. Oh, I'm saving the good stuff for the weekly. So, if you're looking for a postcast or anything like that from the men's and women's, I will talk about that in the weekly coming up, because I want to save the good stuff, because it's gonna get, like I said again, it's gonna get really spicy. So you want to make sure you stay locked in on that one. But anyways, that's gonna do it on this track and field edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all again for subscribing, listening, downloading, subscribing, doing what you do best, folks. So make sure you continue to do that good stuff. This has been another edition of the PPPD. Go Cats!